Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the Midday News. The headlines. Senior leaders of all political parties engage in a hectic campaign for fourth phase of Lok Sabha elections as only 2 days are left. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says there should be no discrimination based on caste, creed and religion. Air India Express flight services from Kerala to Gulf countries remain affected despite agreement between management and employees. Met Department forecasts rainfall and thunderstorm in eastern states for the next 2 days. And in IPL cricket, Gujarat Titans to take on Chennai Super Kings at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad. Campaigning has gained full momentum for the fourth phase of Lok Sabha elections as only 2 days are left for it to end. Voting in the fourth phase will take place on the 13th of this month in 96 seats spread across 9 states and a union territory. Voting across all 25 parliamentary seats in Andhra Pradesh, 17 seats in Telangana, 13 seats in Uttar Pradesh, 11 seats in Maharashtra, 8 seats each in Madhya Pradesh and West Bengal, 5 seats in Bihar, 4 seats each in Jharkhand and Odisha, and 1 seat in the UT of Jammu and Kashmir will be held in this phase. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader addressed a rally in Nandurbar in Maharashtra. He said NDA government has provided pakka houses, electricity connection, tapped water connection, gas connection and other facilities in tribal areas of the country. Mr. Modi said the NDA government has constructed around 1.25 lakh pakka houses in Nandurbar under the PM Awas Yojana and free ration for more than 12 lakh people in the district to fight malnutrition. He also said that the NDA facilitated tapped water connection to more than 30,000 villages in Maharashtra, including 111 villages in difficult terrains of Nandurbar.
आने वाली आपकी अनेकों पीढ़ियों के लिए मैं लगा हुआ हूं ताकि उनको वो ऐसी बीमारी ना आए कोई गरीब कुपोषण का शिकार ना हो इसकी भी चिंता की आज नंदुरबार से के 12 लाख से ज्यादा लोगों को मुफ्त राशन मिल रहा है साथियों कांग्रेस जानती है कि वो विकास में मोदी का मुकाबला कर ही नहीं सकते
He attacked the Congress for neglecting the tribal areas of the country and diseases. He added that the NDA took significant efforts to fight the disease. Chief Minister Eknath Shinde, Deputy Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis and others were present at the rally. The Prime Minister will also address 2 rallies at Narayanpet and Hyderabad in Telangana today. The meeting to be held this evening at LB Stadium in Hyderabad will be the last poll rally of Mr. Modi in Telangana. Late in the evening, Prime Minister Modi will begin a 2-day campaign trail in Odisha. He will hold a roadshow in about 2.5 kilometers at Bhubaneswar this evening. In Uttar Pradesh, today is a day of high-profile nominations and high-voltage campaigning. For the first time during this election campaign, Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav and former Congress President Rahul Gandhi are jointly addressing political rallies. In Kannauj, both leaders attacked BJP. Akhilesh Yadav said that the Saffron Party wants to change the constitution. Former Congress President Rahul Gandhi attacked BJP in his address and said that the Congress Party will give financial assistance to the farmers until they come above the poverty line. Both leaders will jointly address another rally in Kanpur today. Senior BJP leader and Chief Minister of the state, Yogi Adityanath, came down heavily on Samajwadi Party during a rally in Gorakhpur. He will address another political rally in Baharaich. On the other hand, Congress State President and Party candidate from the VIP constituency, Varanasi, Ajay Rai, filed his nomination today. While Union Minister and BJP candidate from Chandoli, Dr. Mahendranath Pandey, also filed his papers. Film star and BJP candidate from Gorakhpur constituency, Ravi Kishan, also filed his nominations. BJP candidates Paras Nath Rai from Ghazipur and Neeraj Shekhar from Balia also filed the papers. Repolling has been held today at 4 polling centers of Bethul Lok Sabha constituency in Madhya Pradesh. Voting began at 7 a.m. and will continue till 6 p.m. There are 3,037 voters at these 4 polling centers. Voting was held in the centers on the 7th of May, but after the voting, the bus carrying EVM machines caught fire and the machines from the centers were burned, so re-poll has been conducted today. Congress has demanded President rule in Haryana after three independent MLAs withdrew their support from the BJP government. Talking to media in New Delhi, Party General Secretary Jairam Ramesh said, Haryana government has clearly lost its majority and it is the right case for President's rule in the state. He claimed that the BJP's days are numbered in Haryana as well as in the centre. BJP today came down heavily on Congress following its leader Manishankar Iyer's statement on Pakistan. Mr. Iyer had reportedly said that India should respect Pakistan as it is a nuclear power. Briefing media in New Delhi, BJP leader and Union Minister Rajiv Chandrasekhar alleged that the Congress party has become an apologist of Pakistan, which is promoting terrorism.
Congress neta Manishankar Iyer ne ek statement diya hai ki Bharat ko Pakistan ke atom bomb se darna chahiye aur hame Pakistan ko samman dena chahiye. Ye ek naya Bharat hai, ye kisi se darne wala Bharat to hai nahi. Lekin Manishankar Iyer ji aur usse pehle Sam Pitroda ji ke statements ke dwara Rahul Gandhi ke Congress party ke ideologies, unke niti, unke vichar ke bare mein kafi spashtata hum sabko samajhne mein dekhne ko mil raha hai.
In the series of key constituencies today, we bring a report on Nandurbar Lok Sabha constituency of Maharashtra. Polling on the seat during the 4th will take place on coming Monday. The major issues in this constituency are malnutrition deaths, health infrastructure and unemployment. We have more from a correspondent.
The tribal-dominated Nandurbar Lok Sabha constituency of Maharashtra has 11 candidates in fray, including 5 independent candidates. The BJP and the Congress are locked in a high-intensity political battle on this seat. The BJP has fielded sitting MP Hina Gawit, who is eyeing a hat-trick against Congress nominee advocate Govaal Padvi, the son of former Maharashtra minister and sitting legislator K.C. Padvi. Govaal is contesting his maiden general election. Nandurbar was a traditional bastion of the Congress till 2014 when Hina Gawit defeated the 9-term MP and former Union Minister Manik Rao Gawit in 2014. While Hina Gawit is playing up the Modi's guarantee, the Viksit Bharat 2047 agenda and the NDA's welfare schemes for the tribals, Govaal is trying to cash in on Rahul Gandhi's visit to Nandurbar district during the Bharat Jodo Nyay Yatra. Prarthana, Akashvani News, Mumbai.
BJP National President J.P. Nadda held a roadshow in Panchkula of Haryana in support of BJP candidate Banto Kataria from Ambala, Lok Sabha constituency. On the occasion, Assembly Speaker Gyan Chand Gupta, Subhash Barala, former MP, MLA from Kalka Latika Sharma, District President Deepak Sharma and many other senior leaders were also present. Mr. Nadda in his speech mentioned about the works done by the central government under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi and appealed to vote in favour of the BJP candidate. He said that this election is not only about Banto Kataria, it is an election to make India developed under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at EIR News Alerts.
Lok Nirnay 2024, a special program on the general elections, every evening at 7
and repeat broadcast at 9:30 p.m. on Akashvani Gold.
Updates of election activities, insights from regions and constituencies, expert opinion and analysis
in the world's largest festival of democracy.
Stay tuned to Lok Prasarak Ke Saath, Lok Nirnay 2024.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Midday News. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi has alleged that Congress wants to change the constitution by introducing religious reservations. In an interview with a private news channel, Mr. Modi asserted that he never said that his government will change the constitution. He said by amending freedom of speech, Congress attacked the spirit of the constitution earlier. Mr. Modi said there should be no discrimination based on caste, creed and religion.
देश के कुछ इकोसिस्टम टूर कहती है मोदी ने चुनाव में हिंदू मुसलमान क्यों लाया. हिंदू मुसलमान मोदी नहीं लाया. आपके एक्शन में हिंदू मुसलमान है तो मुझे देश के सामने आपको बेनकाब करना बहुत जरूरी है. इट इज माई ड्यूटी टू एजुकेट द पीपल. ट्रू. इट इज माई ड्यूटी टू कन्वे द पीपल. उसको अगर कोई मुझ पर आरोप लगा कि मेरी भाषण कौन ले जाए, मैंने न मुसलमान के खिलाफ कुछ बोला है नमन इस्लाम के खिलाफ बोला है। मैं सेकुलरिज्म के नाम पर देश के ताने बाने को तोड़ने का जो प्रयास हो रहा है, चाहे चमड़ी के रंग पर हो, उपासना पद्धति पर हो, भाषा पर हो, ये मैं समझता हूं कि नहीं चल सकता।
Mr. Modi alleged that the recent remarks made by the Congress leader Sam Pitroda about Indians speak volumes about what he called the mindset of the Congress. He said in a country like India where people worship Krishna, they have nothing to do with black or white. Mr. Modi said India is blessed with unity in diversity. Air India Express flight services to various destinations in the Gulf countries from Kerala continue to remain disrupted despite the agreement reached between the employees and the airline's managements. Flights to Dammam and Muscat this morning have been cancelled at the Cochin International Airport. At the Kannur International Airport, flight services to Sharjah, Muscat, Dammam, Dubai, Riyadh and Abu Dhabi were cancelled. International flights to Muscat and Doha from Thiruvananthapuram was also remained cancelled. The Calicut International Airport has cancelled 5 flights in the international sector. Indian Coast Guard has signed a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, with Hindalco Industries for manufacturing and supply of indigenous marine-grade aluminium for construction of ships. The Indian Coast Guard fleet is presently operating 67 ships with aluminium hull with capability of operating in shallow waters. Defence Ministry said to further boost coastal security, Indian Coast Guard has planned to induct more such vessels. Vice Admiral Sanjay Bhalla has assumed charge as the chief of the personnel of the Indian Navy today. He was commissioned in the Indian Navy on the 1st of January 1989. In a career spanning 35 years, he has held a number of specialist, staff and operational appointments, both afloat and ashore. Indian Meteorological Department has predicted that there will be no heat wave in the areas going to polls in the fourth phase of Lok Sabha elections on Monday. Talking to Akashvani, senior IMD scientist R.K. Jenamani said, no heat wave is prevailing in any parts of India except West Rajasthan. He said heat wave conditions over West Rajasthan will abate from tomorrow.
There is no heat wave warning for any constituency for the areas like state Andhra Pradesh, complete state for Telangana and Rayalaseema, where the voting will be held on the phase 4 and the temperature will be below normal and below 40 also. Coming to the weather warning, because of the western disturbance, it will affect the northwest India, western Himalayan region, Rajasthan, Punjab, Haryana, even Delhi also next 3 to 4 days, Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, and rain warning for some part like Tamil Nadu and Kerala, Karnataka next 2 days. For Odisha, Bengal, Jharkhand and Bihar and Northeast also rain and there for next 2 to 3 days.
IMD has said that rainfall along with thunderstorm and lightning is likely to prevail in West Bengal, Sikkim, Bihar, Odisha and Jharkhand today and will continue till the next 2 days. Heavy rainfall is also likely over Northeast India today. In Uttarakhand, the revered Chardham Yatra commenced today with the sacred portals of Kedarnath, Gangotri and Yamunotri portals of Kedarnath Dham being opened on Akshaya Tritiya. Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami was also present to witness the opening of the portals. He underscored the government's steadfast commitment to enhancing facilities for pilgrims both domestic and international. This year, over 22 lakh devotees have registered for the sacred journey. In IPL cricket, Gujarat Titans will lock horns with Chennai Super Kings CSK in a do-or-die match at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad this evening. Currently, the defending champion CSK stands third in the points table, while the hosts struggle at the bottom. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Senior leaders of all political parties engage in a hectic campaign for the fourth phase of Lok Sabha elections, as only 2 days are left. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says there should be no discrimination based on caste, creed and religion. Air India Express flight services from Kerala to Gulf countries remain affected despite agreement reached between management and employees. Met Department forecasts rainfall and thunderstorm in eastern states for the next 2 days. And in IPL cricket, Gujarat Titans to take on Chennai Super Kings at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.com and news on AIR app. And with that, we end the Midday News.